My stomach!
What the hell?
It will pass.
Who said that?
Me. Over here by your drum set.
Oh! Wait. Are you Paul Allen?
Maybe.
But I think you're dead.
That's one perspective.
Oh, my stomach feels like...
Yes, I mixed ayahuasca paste in that avocado toast you just ate. The nausea should pass soon, Jerry.
Ayahuasca?
An extremely potent psychedelic from the Amazon. Your trip should last between 4 to 8 hours.
Why would you do that?
I understand you don't leave your apartment anymore.
That's not true.
Your voicemail box has been full for 6 months, and you're addicted to Netflix and YouTube.
Okay, well, maybe, but why do you care?
I think you should go outside, Jerry.
Why are you doing this to me?
You jobbed in once for my band, the Underthinkers.
Yeah?
That show at Mopop with Joe Walsh and Anna Nancy Wilson from Heart.
Oh, yeah! Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders was there, too.
You're a good musician.
I'm a freelance coder now. That's all I got time for these days.
Yet you binge on Peaky Blinders and cat videos.
Yo, Paul, grab a broom. There's a giant cockroach crawling up your pant leg.
Good. The ayahuasca's kicking in. This is the luckiest day of your life, Jerry Slimbottom. You're about to be visited by 3 Seattle spirits.
Don't say that.
The first spirit is coalescing now.
Pick up my dirty underwear first.
Goodbye, Jerry. Enjoy the life hack.
Wait, what? What?
Purple haze all in my brain. Lately, things don't seem the same.
Oh, man.
Acting funny, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
This is not happening!
Jerry Slimbottom!
Jimi Hendrix!
That's my wavelength, don't stretch it out! I'm your spirit of Seattle past, baby! I'm taking you back to your youth!
St. Joe's grade school?
No, man! Not that far back! I'm talking the Seattle music scene of the early 90s! Nirvana, Mudhoney, Soundgarden,
Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Mother Love Bone,
them too. Hang on to your nuts, my friend. We're cracking this universe.
Wait, you're taking my whole apartment?
This is ayahuasca, baby.
But all my dirty underwear.
You won't leave it. They come too. I love the smell of this filthy city.
Wow. A flying apartment. Yeah. Yeah, it was fishier, kind of grimier back then.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the parking spaces. So where are we going? To the Vogue or the Comet? Maybe the Weathered Wall? Or there! Alongside the freeway, the off-ramp. I loved the off-ramp.
I got a place in mind.
Pioneer Square? What's happening?
It's a quantum thing. We're mixing molecules with the OK Hotel.
Oh, wow. The OK Hotel. I played a bunch of gigs here in the day. Now, who's that on stage?
Looks like a girl band.
Well, that's the Brillo Pads! They used to open for Bikini Kill and Send Your Bitch. God! It's
who, Jerry?
It's Heather with the purple mullet on the bass. Oh, I had the biggest crush on that girl.
Hang on, we're remingling!
But we just got here!
What are you looking at? You gonna take a room with that menu or order something? I don't got all day.
Oh, wow, I remember this place with the abusive waitresses.
Bob Murray's Doghouse.
Stop giving me moon eyes. Stop giving me moon eyes and order something besides coffee. You think I let you sit at my table because you smell good?
Well, there's Heather and the Brillo pads. They're eating giant mounds of scrambled eggs and smoking cigarettes.
And who's that dude sitting in the next booth sending her Spock eyes?
Well, that's me. Oh, look at me, I'm paralyzed. I wanted to talk to her so bad. And I was sort of hyperventilating at the time. I told myself I'd count to three, get up and go say hey. I counted to three. I counted to three about 50 times.
Did you talk to her, Jerry?
No. They finally put out their cigs in the eggs and split. Why did you bring me here? So I could wallow in my past failures. The very next day, I went out and bought a personal computer and cracked it open. I fed all my love into programming.
It was the start of a beautiful friendship.
Okay, I get it. I'm afraid of human interaction. Can I go home now?
At your service, baby!
Jimi Hendrix? Paul Allen? Why are you guys doing this to me, man? Oh, maybe I need to stream some Orphan Black.
Open up! It's the police!
What? Police? Where's that avocado toast? Just a minute. Coming! Can I help you, officer?
I'm with the Seattle Police. There's been a rash of avocado toast sightings in this neighborhood. Do you mind if I survey the premises, sir?
Sure, come on in.
Is it laundry day, Jerry?
You look super familiar to me.
For the record, when was the last time you made toast?
Aren't you Seattle's chief of police, Carmen Best?
I am. Please answer the question.
Toast?
Your toaster feels suspiciously warm, and there's a burnt smell in the air.
No, don't open that trash canister!
Aha! What will I find in there, Jerry?
How does everybody know my name?
I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to take you in.
What? I didn't know avocado toast was illegal.
It's not the toast, Jerry. It's what's on the toast. Please, turn around.
Oh, my God.
Ah, just kidding. Just messing with you. Woohoo. That's what apparitions do. It's in the manual. Sorry. You're looking at the spirit of Seattle present.
Where are you going?
Not me. We. We need to leave this apartment.
Leave the apartment?
Paul and Jimmy gave me the 411 on you. All the Netflix and the YouTube. Not healthy, Jerry.
I know, but I don't see the point to leaving.
The point?
I mean, you go outside and you have to deal with people and everybody's so different, and that's cool and everything, but it takes so much energy, you know, to understand them.
Yes, it does.
And then sometimes they might not understand you, or are you too scared to look at your own paralysis, then you feel bad.
Sometimes.
So I funneled my life down to coding and sysadmin stuff, and I probably should go check my WhatsApp because I think there's a job I'm doing in Kansas where the website is just getting tons of error messages.
Is this still about Heather?
Heather? How do you know
Jerry,
about...
Jerry, walk out of this door and get in the car.
Is that an order?
Yes. This is Chief Best. I'm signing off.
Roger that, Chief. I'll see him a pip time.
Fasten your seatbelt, Jerry. We're putting the top down.
Wow, a convertible police car. And it flies.
It's your trip, Jerry.
There's South Lake Union. Look at all those tall buildings. When did this happen?
How long have you been in that apartment?
I guess a while.
Things move along. Progress and all that. A lot of people doing a lot of things. A lot of good hearts down there, too.
Yeah. Hey, the pink elephant car wash sign is still there.
There are places you'll recognize. The Showbox, and the Moor, the Crocodile, and Rebar, plus lots of new stuff, too. There's more to life than just coding, Jerry.
Wow, I used to know that. I don't know what happened. Where are we, Chief?
The commercial kitchen for Lifelong. At Lifelong, skilled staff and volunteers help clients overcome obstacles like poverty and food insecurity that stand between them and their best possible health.
Uh-huh. It seems random but cool. I get it.
Oh, wait. Is that...
Yep.
Heather? No way. What's she doing?
She's volunteering, making meals for people in need. Go! Connect!
What? I can't do that. I mean, that'd break the fourth wall and then there'd be a police cruiser in the Lifelong kitchen.
Jerry, you're on an extremely powerful hallucinogen. The normal rules don't apply.
Oh.
Shh! Wait!
Can I help you folks?
My friend has something he wanted to say.
Heather, I mean, you're Heather with the Brillo pads, right?
That's right. Wow, that was a while ago. What can I do for you?
I just...
Yes?
Come in, Chief. I got your ears and your ass out of guys.
This is the Chief. Go ahead.
Chief, I'm sorry about you. I've got a little bit of professor over here. There's some apparently some milk was spilled on us. I'm just trying to get it. We're going to come out here. Just to come out here, sir. It's all nice. I'm living there.
Roger that. On my way. Sorry, Jerry. Duty calls. We gotta go. Happy New Year, Jerry!
Ouch! Damn it! Chief Best? What is it about smooth transitions you spirits just don't understand? Don't tell me you're the spirit of Seattle yet to come. Here to show me what's in store. So in the future, everyone has a terrible Seattle head cold. Hey, put that down. That's my emergency radio.
This is Cliff Mass. with today's forecast. Along with a low, low pressure system, this puts us on target for a silent winter and a silent spring. Everybody in their own silos, earbuds in, listening to their personal echoes and confirmation biases. No conversation, no connections, no understanding, no misunderstandings, no art, no music, no poetry, nothing at all messy and unfathomable like human interaction.
Okay, I get it, but what can I do about it? Get the door? There's never anybody there. Oh, crap. Okay, I'll open the door.
Hi, Jerry, right?
Heather, what are you doing here?
I'm here to pick you up. You play the drums, right?
Yeah, I used to.
I thought so. Well, we're forming a band to play at the Lifelong Benefit, and you were on the list. We go on right after Gay Bingo. We've got rehearsal in an hour.
Look, I know I'm a little late to say this, but I saw practically every gig you ever played, and I think you're amazing, and I meant to say that at the Doghouse in 1991, but instead I learned a program, and then one thing led to another, and anyway, you should know you're awesome.
Thank you. Does all this underwear belong to you?
Yeah, but I'm doing laundry. Maybe tomorrow.
Well, where are your sticks?
Oh, in here somewhere.
Well, find them. Everyone's waiting in the van.
Look, Heather, I don't want to get ahead of myself because I'm not sure if you're real yet, but if you are, then this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And if you're not, then I'll just have to go out and find you IRL.
So are you coming?
You bet.
All right then, let's go. Shout out to Cliff Mass and Chief Bess.